many of us have booked airline tickets online or reserved hotels using the internet. But some industries and their customers have been slower to use technology. Brendan Scholes is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Grocers Association.
Our industry is just extraordinarily traditional. I mean, it is about as traditional as you can get.
Most people still go to the store, pick out what they want, and have it scanned in the checkout line. Fresh Mattis Market is busy on this weekday as store director Christy Maurer bags a customer's groceries. Nowadays, going to the store with a fistful of coupons isn't the only option. As more people get broadband, fewer have cars, and customers seek convenient food, both buyer and seller are seeing a role for technology. Fetch, for instance. It's a smartphone app that keeps a running tally of shoppers' purchases and offers manufacturer coupons. Tim Philosophus is an angel investor in Fetch Rewards.
So you don't have to clip coupons, it's just automatically done. And then might present opportunities if, say, you're buying sausages, you're buying brats, might tell you that, you know, buns are on sale.
Stores are also offering online shopping and delivery. Fresh Madison Market's Tim Perboski has downloaded a customer's order and is putting items in a cart before it will be delivered.
Move on and grab some eggs.
People are still buying eggs even though the price went
up. Yeah, they're getting expensive, but still a pretty good seller. More snacks now. I want some Gushers.
Online shopping and delivery is not new. Peapod's been doing it since 1989. Philosopher says the company survived while others, like Webvan, went bankrupt.
It's interesting, the largest dot-com bust of all time was actually a grocery delivery company. Now, in terms of the internet, it was like three lifetimes ago. Okay, it was 1999.
With that cautionary tale in mind, grocers may be hesitant to invest in online shopping. The industry has what Brendan Scholes says are razor-thin margins. But at the same time, grocers know customer service is a way to compete beyond price and quality. And online shopping may be what keeps customers coming back.
While there are great opportunities out there, customers are still very traditional. We talk a lot about millennials and what that brings to the store and how you cater to millennials. But there are still a lot of old baby boomers out there like me who aren't on Facebook.
Scholes says the grocery industry has seen a lot of changes over the years in how and when people shop.
It used to be that Wednesdays and Sundays were the big shopping days. Seniors, double coupon days, and Sundays after church. Well, that's changed.
And as customer habits change, stores adapt. Fetch Reward investor Philosophus points to a Nielsen study showing customers may be willing to buy groceries online, but whether they actually do is another matter. Many still go to the store.
61% of these global respondents enjoy the grocery shopping experience. So it's not going away.
Traditional shoppers may be the majority, but Fresh Madison Market store director Christy Maurer says they've had online shopping since they opened in 2010.
Everyone else in the Madison area is offering it, so to be a business and be competitive as well, you have to offer that service.
So even though most customers don't use these services now, businesses have to invest in the future for fear that they'll be left behind. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.